Up the Garden Path, a radio sequel in 8 parts adapted from her novel by Sue Lim, starring Imelda Staunton as Izzy. Part 2, Hot Water.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it?
Please, God, make Maria be out. I just couldn't face her after all that emotional stuff last time. She can't really feel that way about me, surely. Oh, please, God, let her be out. Look, I'll never touch another crumb of chocolate cake if you'll only just...
Isabel, darling, welcome back to this benighted land.
Oh, my ribs, Gwyn, no, stop.
Oh, you lovely, scrumptious creature. You're looking even more sensational than ever, darling.
No, I'm not. I look dreadful. I haven't changed my clothes for 2 days. I left my luggage here, so, you know, I've come to collect it.
Come in now, girl. I'm dying to hear all the filthy details of your sojourn in San Francisco.
Oh, no. Is Maria in?
Sorry, darling. She's off on some feminist foray or other in Camden. My turn now, eh?
Yes. Well, I was really sorry to miss you when I called the other day. So what's all this about you going into politics?
Never mind that for a minute now, girl. I want to hear all about you. Look, chocolate cake. Let me get you a big slice.
Oh, no. How marvellous. The trouble is, Gwyn, I can't.
Why not?
Well, I promised God.
Stroll on down. You're not born again or anything like that, are you, darling? Didn't get lured from the broad path of misdemeanor by some jumped-up West Coast TV evangelist.
No, Gwyn, don't be silly.
Now listen, darling. Don't trust any of those religious blokes. Under all the beating of breasts and wringing of hands, they're as filthy-minded as the next man.
Oh, well. Heavenly.
Right then, Isabel, give me the goods. What acts did you commit on the San Andreas Fault? What did you inhale on the Golden Gate Bridge and who with?
I led a totally blameless life, Gwyn. Totally.
Oh, dear. I'm very disappointed in you, darling.
I didn't even tell any lies till I got back here.
Where are you living now, by the way?
Just off West Bourne Grove. I got the basement flat in the house belonging to Louise's aunt.
Ah, I see. The old flame network. How is Michael these days?
Well, you know, they've got this new baby. They're both dead on their feet, poor things.
Not planning to get back on lovey-dovey terms with that lucky bastard, are you, darling? Now you've got a place of your own, like.
Certainly not.
Saving yourself for me, then, is it, sweetheart?
No, Gwyn. I'm waiting till you're a cabinet minister.
Cross your heart and swear to die, like?
I promise. If you ever get to be a cabinet minister, I'll be your secret floozy. I'll wait outside number 10 in a taxi with drawn blinds while you wrestle with the budget.
To hell with the budget. I'll be right there in the taxi wrestling with you, darling.
I'll be the ruin of you, Gwyn.
Oh, I devoutly hope so, darling. Depravity of truly heroic proportions will become more and more of a rarity as this miserable century crawls towards its close.
Honestly, Gwyn, you're incorrigible.
I could be sending the miniature limousine round for you. Well, before I'm 45.
Yeah, so how long's that? 6 weeks?
Tricky little thing. Listen, power's a great aphrodisiac. You know who said that? Henry Kissinger. Oh, or was it his wife?
Kissinger. What a lovely name.
Say that again, girl.
Kissinger.
Oh, darling.
Get off! Oh, let me go! No, stop it!
Oh, is it, darling? You turned me on too much, babe.
No, stop it. Now, listen. This is very important. I've got herpes.
All right, darling, so have I.
Oh, thank goodness I took that self-defense course in San Francisco. Oh, dear. Hope he's feeling better by now. Pig. Oh, first Maria, then Gwyn. What's the matter with everybody? Oh, never mind. I'll soon be back home. And I can have a nice bath in my own little flat. Well, Louise's Aunt Vinnie's flat. Oh, rats! Why on earth did I tell her I was married to Dick? I must be mad. I am mad. He might just turn up on the doorstep. God, when I'm out. He might be there. Now. Talking to her. Oh, please, God. Let Dick not be there. Oh, please. And I'll never eat. Oh, God, I'm sorry. No, God, God, please. I'm sorry.
Cooey. Everything all right down here?
Oh, yes, thank you, Aunt Vinnie.
quite comfortable.
Absolutely wonderful. Your nephew called yesterday. You must have been out.
Charles?
Yes. He said he'd come again soon. He's rather nice, isn't he?
Such a sweet boy. Terribly clever, you know. Oh. I'm afraid some awful fortune hunter will whisk him away one day.
Fortune hunter? What? Is he terribly well off, then?
Absolutely rolling, dear. His father's a chemist. Went into fertilisers and made an absolute bomb. Charles is the only child, and he'll get the lot.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm not sure I'd want to inherit pots of money like that.
Nothing wrong with money, is he? You can't be too rich or too thin, as the dear lady said. Now, when's your husband coming back?
Ah, Dick, when's he actually...
I'm absolutely dying to meet him.
Well, he's visiting all his relatives, you see, telling them all about San Francisco and things. You know, most of them haven't been further than Wales.
Is he one of a large family?
Well, yes, lots. Was it 4 brothers and 3 sisters, actually?
Good heavens, how unusual.
Oh, it isn't unusual up there. You know, big families are traditional in where he comes from.
How delightful. And what do they all do?
Do? The 2 of the sisters are teachers, and Alan and George work in the mill.
Really?
Mm.
Are there still working mills up there? I thought cotton mills were a thing of the past.
Oh, cotton mills. Yes, of course. No, it's not a cotton mill. It's been regurgitated. It's been reappointed. It's a coffee mill, I think.
A coffee mill? Oh, how odd.
Yes, it is a bit odd, isn't it? It's a new project, you see, for that decaffeinated coffee. They sort of mill it, you know, to get the caffeine out. I don't understand all the details.
And what about the other sister?
Oh, the other sister, yes. Well, that's Margaret. It's Margaret. She's a bit of a character, really. She fell in love with this chap when she was quite young, but her parents wouldn't let her marry him because he was divorced.
Oh, but how fading. Oh, poor thing. And what happened to her after that?
Well, then she married a very nice chap, and they had 2 children, but it didn't work out, so they split up.
Dear me. So what does she do now?
Well, she's opened a fish and chip shop.
Ah, fish and chips. Oh, I need all of them. I'd adore to go up there one day.
Yes, you and you must.
Perhaps you and Nick could take me up and show me round.
Oh, yes, that'd be lovely.
I'd love to meet Margaret. She's obviously a woman with grit.
Oh, yes, you have bags of grit.
Not to mention Dick's mother.
Dick's mother?
I'm so glad she's psychic.
Oh, yes, so am I.
My dear Izzy, you have married into a very extraordinary family.
Yes, I suppose I have. Yes, you could say that. Oh, I'll get it. It could be Dick. Please, let it not be Dick. Anybody but Dick. Please.
Good morning.
Oh, Michael. Oh, how marvellous to see you.
Did you say Michael?
Oh, Lord.
Michael, dear, how lovely to see you. You must both come and have a cup of tea with me.
Oh, actually, no, really, I can...
No, I insist, Izzy. Come along, I'll put the kettle on.
How are you, Michael?
How am I? It should be apparent to the most casual observer that I am more or less totally destroyed. Paternity, my dear.
Oh, you're losing your sleep?
Never mind that. Listen, Izzy. That Welsh clown is trying to get in touch with you.
What? Gwyn?
Yes, he rang just now and asked if I knew where you were.
You didn't tell him?
Definitely not. I do possess a few tattered shreds of tact, believe it or not.
Thank goodness.
What have you been up to, Izzy? He sounded tormented, I am glad to say. Got him simmering nicely.
Oh, shut up, Michael. Don't be so beastly. It's just that we had a row.
A row? What about?
About politics.
You... Having a row about politics, my dear, tell me more. Your year in America must have had a fairly radical effect on your furry little brain.
Mike, don't be so damn patronizing.
Sorry, Betty, this political scenario is entirely unconvincing. I know what a liar you are.
Michael, shush.
My theory is Gwyn was driven into a frenzied desire by your reappearance on his shores to sweat you into his bed. Though appalled, you were nice to say no.
Michael, how dare dare you just shut up. I was not too nice to say no.
You always were when I knew.
You conceited pig, I hate you.
So splendid to have a little party, Lois. No. I want you two young people to get to know each other better.
Oh, Izzy knows me far too well already, Aunt Finny.
Yes, because I've been a friend of Louise and Michael's for ages.
Oh, of course, sick of me. That's how you got in touch with me in the first place. Oh, but you must beware of Michael, Izzy. He can be quite a lady killer, you know.
Can he? Well, I'd never have believed it. He's always seemed terribly tame and well-trained to me.
How dare you blacken my character, Aunt Vinny? I'm a model husband.
Speaking of husbands, Michael, what do you think of Izzy's marriage?
Izzy's marriage?
Oh, didn't know. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Have I spilt the beans?
So, you've finally managed to hook some poor devil, have you, Izzy?
As a matter of fact, Michael, I have.
Who is it? Some West Coast charlatan, an ancient hippie, a born-again dentist?
It's Dick.
Dick? Dick! What? The Dick?
Yes, you know, Dick.
My dear, surely not. And no one in their right mind would marry Dick. For God's sake.
Oh, don't be so rude. Dick sounds wonderful. I can't wait to meet him.
Dick's all right. He's a real brick. He's honest and faithful.
But, my dear Izzy, we all know there's more to marriage than certain canine virtues. I mean, can he supply the excitement you thirst for, my dear?
I don't thirst for excitement.
Oh, yes, you do. You should have seen the fellow she used to go around with, Aunt Vinny.
Was he exciting?
Oh, dazzling. Dashing, man about town. Brilliant. Charming. Everything Dick isn't.
Oh, no, he was not, Michael. He was a married man, Aunt Vinny, and he led me up the garden path.
My dear, you poor thing.
He told me he was unhappily married and he kept promising to leave his wife and marry me.
He didn't. He never promised to marry you.
How do you know so much about him, Michael?
Used to play squash with me. Knew the fellow like an open book. Splendid chap. Can't have Izzy maligning him.
Ah, but I don't think you know him as well as I did. Michael, I can assure you that on all the charm, he was an utter swine.
Not entirely without attraction, though, was he? I remember you saying you'd never been so madly in love in your life.
Well, I may have thought so then, Michael, but it all seems totally absurd to me now. And with Dick, I have discovered a far superior relationship. And what's more, Dick's a much better lover.
Dick?
I'll go.
Could you, girl? I would never have believed you could have said such things. Honestly.
You're a fine one to talk.
Oh,
remember?
Oh, no!
Do come in. Your wife's just been telling us how wonderful you are.
Ah, the happy bridegroom, I believe. The demon lover, is he?
Shut up, Michael.
Oh, hello, darling.
How are you? Your mom.
Fine, thanks, Izzy.
I've just been telling Aunt Vinny and Michael about our wedding in San Francisco.
Our wedding?
Well, we had the most wonderful honeymoon in the hills, didn't we, Dick?
Me?
Do you remember the smell of the pines?
The pines, aye.
I'm sorry. Aunt Vinny, this is my husband, Dick Barnes. Dick, this is Louise's Aunt Vinny, who's been kind enough to offer us her lovely flat downstairs.
Us?
Us, Dick.
How many of us?
Just you and me, silly. Oh, God, isn't it wonderful?
What, a flat to live in now, like?
Yes, Dick. Well, yeah, you must be surprised.
I am a bit dropped on, aren't I?
Well, you see, when you went off to see your mum, I mean, you never thought I'd find somewhere so soon.
I didn't, no.
Let me offer you my congratulations, Dick, old man.
Congratulations?
You're a very lucky fellow. Envy of millions. Man who tamed Izzy Cummin, who brought her ashore.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, do sit down, Dick. I'm longing to hear how your family are. Izzy has told me all about them. How's your mother?
Me mum? Oh, fine, thanks.
She's evidently a very gifted person.
Gifted? Who?
Your mum, stupid.
Oh, well, She's, well, I wouldn't say gifted exactly.
I suppose she lives an ordinary life, I dare say.
Oh, yeah, very ordinary.
What's this about your mum, Dick?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely certain.
I was telling Aunt Vinnie about how Dick's mum is psychic. You know, does seances and things.
Seances?
You know, Dick, those meetings she goes to, the table tapping and stuff.
Oh, that. Yeah, that's right. She's always been a, you know, psycho.
Psychic.
Yeah, you know, I never took much interest in it myself, like.
And how is Margaret?
Margaret?
Is she still running the chip shop?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Fish and chips, yeah.
And has she found a new boyfriend yet?
No, not yet. I think it'll be a bit longer before she's ready.
Well, quite, poor thing.
Mind you, I felt a bit of a brute having to finish with her like that.
Dick!
What?
Not that Margaret!
Which Margaret?
Dick had a girlfriend, too, called Margaret. No, we're talking about your sister Margaret.
Your sister Margaret?
Yes, that one.
Oh, that one.
Does your ex-girlfriend keep a chip shop too, Dick?
Oh, well, they all keep chip shops up there, don't they, Dick?
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating, though all this is, dear people, I fear I shall have to tear myself away.
Oh, well, it was lovely to see you again, Michael.
And lovely to see you, so charmingly married at last, my dear. I know a lot of chaps will breathe more easily to know you're safely out of harm's way, Miss Cumming. Or, is it Mrs. Barnes?
Goodbye, Michael.
You two lovebirds will want to be alone. Don't mind me. I'm going to have my bath.
Oh, come on, Dick. I'll show you our flat.
Do finish off that last ginger nut, Dick.
Oh, right, thanks.
It's down here, Dick. Come on, down the stairs.
Is it real? Am I awake or is it a marvellous dream? I mean, are we married or not?
Well, of course we're not really married, you fool. Oh, my God, what a nightmare. I think I'm going to be sick. Oh,
can I help you?
No, it's all right. Now, listen, Dick.
Yeah?
I had to tell Aunt Vinnie we were married because she wanted a married couple for the flat.
Oh, I see.
And I was getting desperate. And it is a lovely flat, isn't it?
Oh, it's very nice. So, I have to pretend to be your husband, like?
Yes, but you sleep on the sofa.
But I suppose you won't mind if, I mean, I might have to put my arm around you a bit in public.
Well, maybe,
I mean.
Yes, but just keep it casual, sort of automatic, you know, don't...
Well, mind you, you did say we'd only just been married, didn't you?
What are you driving at?
Well, if we've only just got married, like...
Yes.
Maybe we should hold hands when we go out, just as far as the corner, you know, and maybe I should kiss you goodbye.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary, Dick.
Well, I'm only trying to make it a bit more, realistic, isn't
it? I think
it?
It's quite realistic enough, actually.
Well, you might have warned me, though.
How could I? You're up north somewhere.
Could have rung me.
I couldn't. You never gave me your number.
Did. I gave it to you in San Francisco.
You didn't, Dick.
I did, Izzy. Honestly, I did. It's not my fault if you lost it.
I did not lose it, and stop saying it's not your fault. Oh, crumbs. I'd better give it. And remember, you're my husband, so jolly well act like one.
Oh, Lord.
Good morning. How very delightful to see you again.
Charles, hello. Oh, lovely. Your Aunt Vinnie's in the bath, I'm afraid.
Ah.
Would you like to come down and have a cup of tea?
I'd love to.
Lovely to see you again.
Yes, lovely. This is my husband, Dick Barnes.
How do you do?
Dick, this is Vinnie's nephew, Charles Armstrong.
Well, pleased to meet you. Sit down.
Oh, yes.
Would you like...
A tea? Earl Grey?
Splendid. Thanks so much. Hope you're comfortable.
Comfortable?
Here, the flat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're terribly comfortable, thanks.
You just got back from America, I believe.
Well, work's up, actually. America before that. Oh, yeah, well, San Francisco.
I've never been to the West Coast myself. What's it like?
Well, hard to say, really. Very prosperous-like.
A bit materialistic, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. A
lot of crime, I believe. Drugs and so forth.
Not always so much of that. The drugs, I mean. We're a bit old-fashioned, you see.
Here's your tea.
Splendid. What exactly were you doing in the States?
Oh, we're teachers. We were on an exchange scheme thing for a year. We teach at a comprehensive normally in Islington.
Do you really? Good Lord, how admirable. Isn't it a bit wearing?
Yes, it is a bit wearing, but, well, it keeps the wolf from the door.
And you both teach at the same school? That must be jolly convenient. And pleasant.
Oh, sometimes awful. We get sick of the sight of each other, don't we, Dick?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's much better for husbands and wives to work separate places, really. Otherwise, you're on top of each... You know, I'm in each other's pockets all the time. It's Dick all day and Dick all night. Dick, nothing but Dick.
I hadn't thought of it that way, I admit. Perhaps one of you should change jobs.
Well, I wouldn't mind. I often thought of going into a local radio, actually.
Have you really? How fascinating. How would one set about that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know, really. How would you, Izzy?
You would be better off not thinking about it at all, Dick. You? Work in radio, honestly? That's a joke. You can't even ask for the jam without getting your tongue in a twist.
I wasn't thinking about actual broadcasting, Izzy. I know I wouldn't be any good at that. I was just thinking more of the technical side.
Oh, well, now you're talking. Dick is an absolute wizard with his hands, putting up shelves and things.
Lucky fellow. I'm hopeless. Luckily, I'm not married, so I haven't had to disappoint anyone over the shelf problem yet.
Oh, you're not married. So what do you do? Your work, I mean.
I'm in architectural salvage.
Crikey, you mean like raise the Titanic?
That silly Dick. Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Well, I'm more or less obsessed by it. Have been ever since I was a child. Never happier than when I'm poking around on demolition sites. Grabbing old Georgian fireplaces from the rubble, you know.
Oh, how romantic.
What, you mean you flog old fireplaces, sort of?
Yes. Fireplaces, doors, panelling. We've got a yard in Spitalfields.
Oh, how marvellous. To be able to save things from the past like that with your bare hands.
I have to admit, I'm an absolute sucker for the past. Mm,
so am I.
So am I.
Mind you, I don't believe in ivory towers.
Oh, no, no.
We've got the whole business on computer. Makes sense. Shipping things to the States and so on.
Oh, I'd like to get my hands on one of them Amstrads.
Yes. I play with mine for hours. Look, you must come over sometime. Come to supper, I mean.
Oh, thank you. Love to.
Well, here's my card. How about Friday evening?
That'd be perfect.
About 8.
Lovely. Thank you.
I look forward to it. And whilst Dick plays with my computer, I can show you my bits and pieces.
Oh, crumbs, yes. That'd be lovely.
You didn't say what subject you taught.
Drama. Well, English and drama.
Ah. Oh, the kids all run towards his lessons.
I don't blame them. I mean, wish I'd had drama at school.
Oh, it's not just the drama. Izzy's a bit of a favourite at school. The kids are mad about her, you know.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, shush, Dick.
Yes, well, look, I think I can hear Aunt Vinnie stomping about upstairs. I'd better be going. Thanks so much for the tea.
Oh, no, thank you. I mean, for coming. You know, it was a pleasure.
Well, till Friday night, then. Bye, Dick.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Okay.
Aunt Vinnie?
Well.
Oh, dear.
Well. We managed that all right, didn't we?
Oh, Dick, that was awful.
Was he? Is he? I thought he was, well, a really decent sort of bloke, like. And he was convinced, is he?
Convinced?
He swallowed it. Thought we were married. Really married.
Yes. I know.
Good fun, really, isn't it? This being married, Lark. Oh. I tell you what, is he? I can't wait to get me hands on his floppy disks. Roll on Friday.
Yes, Dick. Roll on Friday.
That's the forecast. Now back to Edward Cole. In a few moments, we have the...
Oh, you look nice, Izzy.
No, I don't.
You smell nice, too.
Don't! Remember, we're supposed to be married.
Oh, fine.
How is it possible to mistake...
Dick!
What?
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, you're looking rather pale.
I feel fine, Izzy, honestly.
Are you sure? You're positively green. There's a bug going about, you know. You ought to be careful.
No, I'm sure I'm okay. I'm looking forward to this dinner tonight.
Yes.
Oh, just think, Izzy. It's our first night out, you know, as a married couple, like.
Yes, I know.
Is anything wrong?
No, nothing at all. I must go and dry my hair. Excuse me. Oh, heck. Blinking Dick. Why can't he go out and get run over or something?
No, not seriously run over. Just concussed. Just enough to keep him in hospital overnight. Charles and I could visit him and then have dinner alone together. Looks a bit tousled. Michael used to like it like this. I wonder what Charles likes. Oh, Dick, please be ill. There's a darling. Oh. If I keep the A to Z and Charles's address in my little hot hand, I might just...
It's not far now. It's down here and then right and second left. Oh, Dick!
What?
We must take a bottle of wine.
Oh, crumbs. Oh, yeah, good thinking, Lizzie.
Look, there's an off license. Will you nip in and get one? I'll wait here. I need the fresh air.
Oh, are you all right, Lizzie?
Oh, yeah, quite all right. Go on.
Okay.
Now's my chance. He hasn't got the address or the map. I'm sorry about this, Dick, but it's a goodbye. This is one evening when the last thing I want is a husband round my neck. Even a fake one. Oh, must be down here. Oh, these heels are torture. Where's number 46? Oh, stop running. Oh, just mustn't look too keen. Oh, dear, I'm out of breath. Oh, this is the house. Looks lovely. Oh, this is it, then. Calm down, Izzy Cummin. Be cool. I think that's how he likes them. Cool, calm, and collected. Too bad I'm hot, hectic, and hysterical. Right. Goodness. What a bell. Okay. Seconds out. And I really must try to stay on my feet. For the first round, at least.
Follow Izzy up the garden path at the same time next week. Izzy was played by Imelda Staunton, Charles, David Robb, Michael, Nicholas Le Prevost, Dick, Mike Grady, Gwyn, Davis Howell, and Aunt Vinnie, Rosemary Martin. Up the Garden Path was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore.
Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.